overlooking cascading waterfalls, highlighted by custom LED lighting. Aqua Pool Care offers financing on your new virtually maintenance-free pool. Get that eco-friendly saltwater pool you've been dreaming about. Call the best builder in the upstate, Aqua Pool Care, at 508-1885. That's 508-1885. Make your yard fun.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to tackle that next job. At AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. And with our free AutoZone Rewards program, you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. Getting the job done just got easier. Headlights need replacing? Now's the time. New headlights help boost visibility for safer driving. For all things headlights, head to AutoZone. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Head in the zone, AutoZone.
Walt Tiptula, Red Rage, WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back live from Twin Peaks. An update on Virginia Tech, Florida State. I think they are at the monitor trying to determine who that ball went out off of. Virginia Tech has taken a three-point lead with about 6 seconds remaining, just over 6 seconds, on a Blackshear post-up move in which he delivered. He got fouled as well, missed the free throw. And so Florida State still alive here. The Noles got the ball back. Trailing by three after the Blackshear miss. Had a look from the corner for three. Missed that. The ball is deflected out of bounds. I believe that they have just signaled that this is Florida State's ball still. So if so, they'll be inbounding from under their own basket, which is the case. So 6.3 left. Now we have another timeout. So 6 seconds left, basically. Florida State trailing by three. They have the ball under their own basket, so they still have a shot here. This is a game that Florida State led most of the game, jumped off to a big early lead, and then slowly but surely Virginia Tech crawled back in and playing a buzz style game. Have this game at their tempo and where they want to be right now, so we'll see whether they can hold on. And, of course, you know, you get into the issue of do you foul intentionally, but it's just really too difficult when the inbounds is from under the basket as opposed to a team coming up the court. It strikes me as too dangerous, but we shall see. And, of course, I have no idea on fouls to give. I don't have any idea on that, and even that's dangerous at this point. Robert, back to Robert. Robert, I apologize. Appreciate you hanging in there.
Not a problem. So, do you think Mitch Hyde's going to get drafted?
Yes, but it'll be a day three selection.
Yeah, that's fine. I had another topic that I was going to bring up, but I wanted to. You mentioned Tennessee picking up Tyler Grisham. I thought that was pretty interesting. The head coach coming from the New England organization, going out there and getting Tyler Grisham. Your thoughts on that?
I think you mean Adam.
I mean, Humphreys. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Same guy, but
Well, allegedly, New England was one of the suitors, and apparently, they didn't want to pay that price. New England wasn't going to pay that price. I'm sure of that. Listen, here's the thing. I had heard rumors out of New England in the last 24 hours that the Patriots were interested in Golden Tate. The Patriots were interested in Golden Tate, but apparently that's not happened either, is it, John?
No, Golden Tate has just signed with the New York Giants.
And that's a fascinating signing by the Giants, which we'll get to momentarily.
Yeah, I thought Humphrey signing with them, being the, the head coach coming from New England was kind of fascinating, and I was wondering, if they thought that maybe there wasn't a chance that they could, end up with Renfro, or if they just thought they wanted to go for a more proven commodity.
If who can wind up with Renfro? Right.
Tennessee.
You mean in addition to Humphreys?
No. Them going ahead and signing Humphreys, thinking that, there wasn't a chance for them to try to go and get Renfro, in a second round or a third round.
Renfro's going to be more like round five.
But like I said, maybe they were going for a proven commodity. Is proven that, he is a producing slot receiver in the NFL.
Right. Right, I think that's right, and I think, that's why there was actually some competition for Adam Humphreys.
Yeah, which there should be. I mean, the guy has proven himself. I wanted to switch gears right quick and go to college football. Other than the excitement that I have for Clemson's upcoming season, I am really excited to see how Johnson does at Northwestern, Bryant does at Missouri. Now that the quarterback free agency in college football is over with, I was surprised to see that Nick Starkel ended up in Arkansas, who I'm also very excited to see how they do this year. How Morris does this year, and I just wanted to get some comments about if Starkel going to give Ben Hicks a run for his money out there, and is that going to be maybe a better fit for Arkansas? And I'll take those off the air.
Yeah,
thanks,
that's
Walt.
A good question, Robert. Thank you.
Real quick before we go to that, Florida State hit the three games in overtime now, tied at 56.
How about that? Do you know who hit it?
I do not.
Yeah, look, Starkel is a good pickup. It's another good pickup for SMU. There are a lot of teams that like, or for Arkansas, excuse me. There are a lot of teams that like Nick Starkel. So, Ohio State was one of them. Florida State was one of them. And so I think it's a good pickup. Does he beat out Ben Hicks? I don't know. I personally, I still think Ben Hicks is the better, has the better traits, the better talent, the bigger arm. But Hicks has a quirky character guy, and I think that'll be the question. But, of course, Chad Morris knew what he was getting in for or what he was in store for when he brought him in. So we'll see. I mean, he has some experienced competition at the position, so that can't hurt. All right, John, the other story is, before we get to that, let me tell you about my bookie. brackets, first-round upsets, the Final Four, March Madness is here. It's time to bet with the best at MyBookie. Would you rather sit at your office desk or call in sick and binge on NCAA tournament games and junk food? Like, that's even a choice. Sometimes it feels good to be bad, especially when it's with someone you can trust. If you're looking for a place to get in on the action, you can trust MyBookie. They've been in business for years. They're growing like wildfire. The best part is they pay out fast. So when you call that 12 over 5 upset this year, make sure to celebrate. You'll be pocketing cold hard cash. March Madness is the most exciting action-packed sporting event of the year. Even grandmas fill out a bracket. Place your bets with MyBookie before you miss out. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code RADIO to activate your offer. That's promo code RADIO. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid only at MyBookie.ag. Dave, I'm coming to you in a minute. John, give me that Golden Tate story.
Golden Tate has signed a, I believe it is a 3 or 4 year deal. I'm pulling up the numbers on it right now. Sorry, it got off my screen here. Golden Tate has signed a 4 year, $37.5 million deal with the New York Giants that includes 23 fully guaranteed.
Well, you know, this is fascinating for a number of reasons. One, as I said, in the last 24 hours, there are a lot of rumors that the Patriots were after Golden Tate. And that made sense since they have no receivers.
Right.
I mean, they just did re-up Philip Dorsett. But your receiving core in New England right now consists of Julian Edelman and Philip Dorsett.
That's it.
That's it. And the possibility that Josh Gordon may someday come back, you know, 5 years from now. That's pretty much it. Everybody else a free agent. There's been no real sign or signal that the Patriots are intent on bringing back any of those guys. But I'm to the point where I'm not exactly sure. And I'm not really ever worried about what the Patriots are going to do. But you get to a point where you do have to wonder, Brady has to wonder, you know, is he going to be thrown to any receivers he knows? And who's it going to be? And Golden Tate seemed to make a lot of sense for New England, with the one caveat being that they still need a field stretcher. It's the one ingredient they don't have. They don't have anybody who can get vertical. I mean, the one guy that in theory can is Hogan. He's the fastest of the receivers, but I mean, let's be honest, Hogan is not exactly a deep threat. So maybe they plan on addressing it in the draft to some degree, but that has not been the Patriots' way, and I'm really curious about that. From a New York Giants perspective, this is a brilliant move. Brilliant. Gettleman was being called an idiot in the last 48 hours. Now, I don't know whether this is a Gettleman move in response to being called an idiot after the Odell Beckham move,
right,
or whether this was part of his plan. You'd like to think it was part of his plan. If it was part of his plan, then you actually have something. You know, then you have two first-round picks, because that's what Peppers was. And, you know, Peppers was a round one pick. And now you get a round one pick, you get a round three, and now you replace Odell Beckham Jr. with a guy who, quite honestly, has put up very similar numbers through the course of his career and isn't the headache that Odell Beckham. Now, the question I would have with Golden Tate is he on the downside of his career? And there's some evidence, I think, to suggest there is, but it's still a real good pickup for the Giants. It makes you feel a little bit better, if you're a Giants fan, about the Odell Beckham Jr. deal.
And I think a lot of it, too, is, you know, you were talking about getting Jabril Peppers, and now that you don't have to worry about the you know, the money that they didn't want to spend on Landon Collins that Washington did, you get Peppers, who's a first-round pick still on a rookie deal. And there's a lot of upside with Jabril Peppers, in my opinion. And I think it was a, you know, especially now that they have signed Golden Tate and they go out and get one more weapon to put with Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram, and Saquon Barkley, you know, I think it looks good.
Yeah, I think if you're a Giants fan, you feel a lot better in light of this deal than you did, you know,
24 hours
ago. Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. Hey, thanks for getting in. Walt,
thanks for getting in, Dave.
Can I preface my comment by simply asking you, you know me to be a very solid, deep orange Clemson fan. Would you agree?
I would agree.
There's no question of my loyalty. Having said that, Walt, I don't believe Clemson belongs in the NCAA tournament. And I'll tell you why. If you go back and you look at this resume that Clemson has built, we're 40 or whatever in this ranking that says we should be in the NCAA tournament. Well, what have we done to contribute to that? We've not beaten Virginia. We didn't beat North Carolina, although we did come close. We lost five games by 3 points or less. We take a 16-point lead and let it disappear in the ACC tournament, which, you know, we're living off of the reputation of the league trying to get us into the NCAA tournament. Well, that's no different than South Carolina football trying to live off the SEC reputation to get into a bowl game that matters. So I just, in my heart, I've really tried to come to grips with, yeah, we do, no, we don't, yeah, we do. I just honestly don't believe that this team with four seniors that played in the Sweet 16 last year that should be winning more games than we did, we're unable to, I just don't believe we can get, we should be in the tournament. Talk me off that ledge.
I'm not going to talk you off the ledge because I think what you're saying is fundamentally fair. It's fair to suggest that well, maybe Clemson doesn't belong in, and that maybe Clemson hasn't done enough to belong in the tournament. Those things are fair. But here's what I would suggest to you, Dave, and this would be my caveat to that. And of course, this stupid thing is not letting me pull up the standings. I'm trying to pull up. Let me try again. Okay. Here's the problem, Dave. In a vacuum, what you're saying is fundamentally true. You know, Clemson, you can make the case that maybe Clemson hasn't done enough. But
right.
Here's the but. Do you think the ACC is the best basketball league in the country?
I would have to say yes to this point right now.
I do. I think the ACC is the best basketball league. And quite honestly, I'd say the SEC is second this year because I'm not buying the Big 12 or the Big 10. All right. So
no,
if you grant me that, and you take it out of the vacuum for a second and you examine what you're saying in terms of other teams in the country, all right, other teams that are likely going to get in. I have Oklahoma, who's 7-10 in their league. 389 winning percentage. I have TCU, who's 7-10 in their league. I have Texas, who's 8-10 in their league. These teams, people are saying, are getting in. And so you're not wrong in what you're saying until you actually start to compare it with other teams that are in a similar circumstance.
Right.
And that's where I think you can still make the argument that Clemson still belongs. Again, in a vacuum, you're right. What has Clemson done? Have they done enough? No, maybe not. Maybe not. But until you start to look at some of these other teams, then you wonder, well, what have they done? And it's that comparison. So instead of examining Clemson in a vacuum, examine them compared to, you know, TCU or Oklahoma or Texas.
No, that's very fair. That's a very fair counterpoint. So then I will counter with that by simply saying, does that mean that the NCAA tournament is now more of a beauty pageant with names only rather than actual deserving teams? Does a Furman deserve to be in the NCAA tournament more than an Oklahoma team? You know,
yeah,
with
I
that.
Think they do.
So
yeah, no, yeah, I'm see,
how
I'm with you there.
That?
Yeah, if you want to tell me,
how do you change that?
I don't know that you do. The power, Dave, is where the power is, and it lies in the Power Five leagues. It lies in the
Agreed.
In the big conferences. But yeah, if you wanted to tell me that based on what Furman has done over the course of this year, that they may be more deserving than all these other teams, I might buy that argument. And if this committee elects to put Furman in the field, I, for one, will applaud it because I think they're deserving. I think that league, the Southern Conference this year, has been exceptional. I mean, it's maybe the best year in their history, and you have four teams that have been really good. So if Furman finds a way in, it will be based on the strength of that conference and their success and what they did in the OOC.
Well, absolutely. Beating Villanova like they did, that can't be swept under the rug. That's got to go right. for something. What I'll ask you this and take it off the air. You know that I love taking wax at South Carolina. That's like a hobby for me. But with South Carolina's record in basketball as it is, and I don't know what they did in the tournament today, if they are able to win 2 to 3 games in there, what are their chances to get in the NCAA tournament? Or do you see them more of a fit in the NIT? And Walt, as always, thanks for having me, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, look, they're gonna have to do more, and I don't know. I think they're probably destined for the NIT. You know, there's a reason the NIT could be interesting. You could potentially have a Clemson South Carolina matchup at some point if things don't go in the favor of either of these teams. Let me quickly tell you about Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose, up to 70% off every day. This is the Simmons Mattress Outlet. There is no place like it. Look, stop suffering. Stop waking up with a bad back or a bad neck. Be more civil. Be more productive. This is the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep. You want to get out there, take advantage of their incredible sales. You know, Serta, Beautyrest. Mentioned you heard it here on the show. They throw in the box spring fray. Start enjoying a better night's sleep immediately. Head to the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. Quick break. We're live from Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us. We'll be right back.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get 2 country ham biscuits for just $3.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Join us at the 3rd annual Big Splash Sales Event at Clemson Marina, extended through Saturday, March 16th. Start the boating season with the biggest boat sales event of the year, with discounts up to $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boats, and Express fishing boats powered by Yamaha outboards. Talk with reps from Freedom Boat Club, a new concept in boating enjoyment on Lake Hartwell. Enjoy local vendors, a catfish fry from the grill, and kids entertainment, plus demo rides and giveaways the entire day. The 3rd annual Big Splash Sales Event, Saturday, March 16th, 9 until 5. Your chance to save as much as $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boats, and Express fishing boats, powered by Yamaha outboards. Mother Nature moved us to March 16th, 9 to 5 at Clemson Marina on Lake Hartwell. The 3rd annual Big Splash Sales Event.
better than Walt Deptula? Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Is this a practical joke?
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Tip to the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I am at Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us this afternoon, this evening. 28 degree draft beer, beautiful women, 88 high definition monitors. Not a bad seat of the place. It's the place to watch all of the ACC tourney action, all the other basketball as well. John, what were you telling me about Will Wade? What did you say you saw about Will Wade?
I thought it's well, he is asked to be reinstated.
No, I mean,
but yeah. So what I saw on the ticker was incorrect because I'm trying to look at a TV from across a restaurant here.
Okay,
but
all right.
It looked like it had said that he had been reinstated, but it said he is applying and fighting for reinstatement.
Yeah, only in America. Only in America can a guy be caught on a wiretap allegedly cheating, and then be suspended. Then refuse to speak to his administration.
Right.
Be suspended and then demand reinstatement. In fact, I think Stuart Mandel wrote that exact thing this morning. I think he,
it's crazy.
That's a semi-plagiarism. Stuart Mandel, I think, wrote that exact thing today. That, pretty much that. And it's astonishing that this guy thinks he wields that type of power, that because people at that school are clamoring for his reinstatement. And, you know, what's interesting is Mandel was in all sorts of arguments with LSU fans. LSU fans who are now sanctimonious and holier than thou, and LSU fans who are sitting there saying, you know, you have to wait till you're proven guilty. And, you know, and Stuart Mandel brought up a response to that. Let me see if I can find it, because I retweeted it today. You can get in, by the way, 654-7627. And, of course, he's not going to cooperate. Mandel wrote regarding the LSU fans that, here it is. I wonder what percentage of overlap there is between LSU fans who were furious the NCAA didn't suspend Cam Newton in 2010 and LSU fans defending Will Wade as innocent until proven guilty.
It's funny how that works, yeah, depending hysterical. On what side of the, you know, what side of it.
Whatever behooves you at the moment.
Of course.
That's the way it works.
That's how it works in this country.
You know what's funny is, let me see if I can find the original. I'm not going to be able to find this now, I bet. The original Mandel tweet, because I retweeted that too. I don't know, I'm not seeing it, but that thread was hysterical, because that thread was run amok with rampant, absurd, asinine LSU fans who were basically attacking Stuart Mandel for what he said, and you media types are all the same, this is all your fault, you know, you have no evidence, you have no... Your coach is allegedly on wiretap saying these things.
FBI.
Right. I mean, what do you mean there's no evidence? I mean, we've seen his response. He came out and was interviewed after this, and he acted like he was sitting on a red-hot poker. You know, he looked more uncomfortable than anyone I've ever seen, and he didn't want to answer any questions. And then he refuses to talk to his administration. And now his answer is, well, this is a legal issue, and it's a due process issue. And his attorneys, due process has nothing to do with that. You're not even at that point. It's more a chain of command issue.
Yeah.
In which you're violating, you know, and the reason you're violating it, and now above all that, to have the nerve to seek out reinstatement. You know, especially if this is him. If that's actually him on that wiretap, to have the nerve, the unmitigated gall to suggest you should be back in charge of the same young man.
Right.
It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable.
I can understand at one point if he's trying to appeal an NCAA decision, but you're being wiretapped by the FBI. This is bigger than NCAA. It's bigger than your ego. Just, I don't understand it. I can't believe the audacity of Will Wade to think that he's this big of a deal, that he's above all these rules and everything. It's just, it's crazy.
I can't wait till late April and this testimony that's going to begin. And
are they going to put this on like C-SPAN, stuff like that, so I can watch it?
Oh, and by the way, we already now have some connections. There were stories today. Pete Thamel had a story today, and I'm not going to go read it all on air because I only skimmed through it. I didn't have time to read it all yet. But Thamel had an article today in which demonstrating there are all these connections between this admission scandal and the basketball scandal. There are now connections between those two scandals.
Oh, geez.
Some of the players are the same. A couple of these, like, 60-year-old guys who have been, people not even sure what they do. Like, I saw something from Sonny Vaccaro on one of these guys, and Sonny Vaccaro said, oh, yeah, that guy's been involved in this game forever. He said, and then he added, I'm not really sure what he does, but
but he's involved.
But he's involved. He's involved. So apparently there are even some connections. There are even some connections there. So we'll see how all that plays out. All right, John. Thoughts on the top quarterbacks in the draft? I've made my opinion pretty well known, although I want to add one element regarding one of the players.
I think when you look at the top quarterbacks in the draft, it starts with two guys, Kyler Murray, Dwayne Haskins. I know we've talked at length before about this, that if you're wanting a quarterback that does a 3-5-step drop, makes his reads, can distribute the football from the pocket, Dwayne Haskins is your guy. If you want someone that you can move around in the pocket, who can make plays, who can use his athleticism to be a Patrick Mahomes type, a Russell Wilson type, a Deshaun Watson type, then I think Kyler Murray is your guy. I like both of these quarterbacks based on what type of offense you are wanting to run. Now, if you're, you know, the New York Giants have come out and, you know, talked about their intention to Kyler Murray. They want someone like Eli Manning who can't move whatsoever. The Dwayne Haskins is their guy. They
need to take him at six. There were like three NFL head coaches at Kyler Murray's workout, and one of them was New York Giants head coach Pat Shermer. So they may just be lying.
They probably are, and I still believe that they're going to, you know, take one of these guys and then take his son in the fifth round, and that's going to be your quarterback room. But I the point that we have made back and forth before, I like both of these quarterbacks. It all depends on the offense you were trying to run. If you were trying to get Dwayne Haskins to, you know, be as Stephen A. Smith said, and make him a runner and move him around, well, then it's not going to work. And if you want to keep Kyler Murray in the pocket, then it's not going to work. But I think when it comes to the draft...
Wait. I buy everything you said until that last line. I don't agree with that last line. I think Kyler Murray absolutely can just be a pocket passer. I mean, he was at Oklahoma. People don't realize that. I mean, people act like Kyler Murray was some runner at Oklahoma. Most of his runs were not scripted runs. He was primarily a pocket passer at Oklahoma. And yet we look at him and we want to, and I think that's why he doesn't want to do these dog and pony show act, because he's a quarterback and that's what he wants to be. And that entire pro day the other day was from the pocket. They didn't even roll them. They didn't even run any waggles or boots. They, you know, primarily it was simply to prove that he's a pocket passer and to demonstrate his skill in that regard. I agree with your sentiment, and I obviously I've stated it myself numerous times. I mean, I think that if you're going to draft Kyler Murray, then you're stupid if you don't play to his full skill set. You know, but that doesn't mean he can't just be a pocket passer. You know, it just means that if I have a Kyler Murray, I'm going to want to do a lot of different things with him. You know, the other thing about Kyler Murray, John, you know, one of the concerns for that people have had about Murray has not been height-related. It's been weight-related.
Right.
It's can he take an NFL beating? You know what? He is a thick little dude. I mean, he is thick. He really is. I mean, he's compact, but he's thick. So, I mean, I think he's going to be fine. I mean, I think he's going to be the first quarterback taken in this draft, which I've thought for months and months. And I think Haskins will be two. And I went back and watched more film on Haskins the other night. And there are some games where Haskins has open guys that he's missing. And part of it is his body mechanics. He really doesn't use his lower body. He's really just sort of an arm thrower. And that's the one little bit of a concern I have with him. I think his footwork in the pocket's actually pretty good. He has quiet feet. He is looking to throw the ball. But when he isn't accurate, it's because he relies a little too much on his arm. And his lower body mechanics, I think, could still use some polishing. All right, any other thoughts on those guys or
on
any
those
other,
two? No, that's any other shit on those. I would say I would probably have Drew Lock third. I like the arm talent. I guess my question is you know, and I know there were some injuries to Emmanuel Hall and other pieces there, but why didn't they win more games with him at quarterback if he's a round one quarterback?
But then by that definition, what are you going to say about Daniel Jones?
That 7 points he put up against Wake Forest is some elite football play right there.
Yeah, people are nuts.
No,
the Daniel Jones stuff is the nuttiest stuff. And they keep saying the same crap. See, that's the real problem with all these people involved in this. None of them actually have eyes or can analyze talent or can think for themselves. And so when one person says something, they just start parroting it. And all these individuals keep saying the same thing. They keep saying, well, Daniel Jones was schooled under David Cutcliffe, and he's very accurate. When the fact is, he's not accurate at all. And that's the biggest problem I have with them.
Yeah, I mean, like Mike Leach has said numerous times, that you can't teach accuracy. You're either accurate or you're not. You can teach a quarterback to do pretty much everything else, but it's very difficult to teach accuracy. And if you're inaccurate at this point and you weren't for Cutcliffe, then I don't know. I mean, I think there's some upside to Daniel Jones in the right system with the right coaching, but I don't think he's a round one quarterback. I think there's two round one quarterbacks in this draft, but we all know the NFL – when you get into draft night, these teams that don't have quarterbacks get into panic mode and start pushing people up into the first round just because they feel that they have to go and get a guy versus waiting and getting the right guy at the right time.
Look, the problem with Jones is that people keep saying, because of what I already mentioned, that he is the most NFL ready. Now, here's the thing. I don't know what you mean by that. If you mean that he's the most ready to step on an NFL field and lead your team tomorrow, that is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the one rationale you might have for making that statement is he's actually played a lot of games at quarterback.
Right.
Not as many as Drew Lock has. He's played like 46 games. But he's played a lot of games at quarterback, many more than Kyler Murray, many more than Haskins. The one possible negative about both Murray and Haskins is they've each only been a quarterback for a season as a starter. So they have very limited experience. And historically speaking, there have been a lot of evaluators like Bill Parcells who would never draft a guy like that. The problem is the game has changed. The distinctions between the college game and the pro game have never been more narrow. In other words, the games have never been more similar.
Right.
And therefore, guys are making the jump much more easily than they used to at one point in time. And that's a part of this. And I think that and if you want to look at Daniel Jones in that regard, again, he's played a lot of football. He executes elements of the quarterback position from a technical standpoint in a professional manner, like play action, for example. He's very polished in that regard. There's only one little problem. One little problem with Daniel Jones. Because he's 6'5", and he's 225 pounds, and his ball handling, et cetera, is flawless. There's only one little problem. I don't know how to tell you this. He can't throw. Now, maybe you don't view that as important. Okay? Maybe you don't think that's important, the quarterback position. But historically speaking, it has been. And he's not accurate. He can't throw the ball vertically. He has pedestrian arm strength for a 6'5 guy, and there are people who want to make him a top 10 draft pick, including NFL scouts. And again, the notion of his accuracy is the thing that continues to just make me laugh, because over the last 2 years, people keep saying, I've heard them I've heard scouts, others say, you know, he's gotten better and better in his career under David Klockloff. Nothing could be further from the truth. He completed 62% his first year, 57% a year ago. Last year, with the final game of the year, he just hit 60. The last 2 years, he's been at 58.5% completions, playing in an offense that is based on the short passing game. He averages 6 yards per attempt. That sucks. That is freaking pathetic. 6 yards per attempt is pathetic. So I have a guy who's completing 58.5% of his passes over the last 2 years and averaging 6 yards an attempt. In that offense, the way Duke plays, and people say, well, but Walt, you know, he doesn't have great receivers. He's playing in the Atlantic Coast Conference. He's not playing great talent. You know, so that's absolute nonsense. In that offense, he should be completing about 72 or 73% of his throws based on the way that offense is constructed. Instead, he's at 58.5, and people are praising his accuracy. All right, Josh Allen was just slightly worse than that in an offense that was throwing the ball vertically in Wyoming weather. Idiots. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. There's no place like Turner's. It's just special. I mean, it's not a chain. It's privately owned. They have absolutely everything. If it's time to pop the question, get to Turner's. Largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. Mark has all the diamonds you could ever want to see in stock right now. Every price range. You don't need an appointment to see diamonds later. Look, I don't go to a hamburger place and go up to the window because I like the burgers. They say, you know, hey, come back in 2 weeks and we'll have your burger ready. No. At Turner's, the diamonds are ready right now. They design jewelry. They have 3D CAD technology. Again, designing isn't a special occasion on Turner's. They do it every day. Pandora, largest selection of Pandora that you're going to find around. They have a Pandora store within the store run by two corporately trained Pandora ladies. They know the line inside and out. That is Turner's Jewelers. They now have the collegiate line as well. You know, that's... Tiger Paws, Clemson Colors, everything. Get to Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. You will thank me later. I'm late for a break. Quick break. We'll be back.
Hi, Tiger fans. For the past 3 years, you've given Engineered Sleep Mattress Company your strong support and helped their business grow tremendously. They wanted to take a moment to simply say thank you. Thank you for supporting a local business. Thank you for supporting this radio station. And thank you for telling your friends and family about a great place to buy a mattress. If you're not sleeping well, then make 2019 your year to get some great sleep. Go visit Engineered Sleep Mattress Company in Greenville.
It's that time of year again when everyone is a basketball fan. Join 105.5 The Roar for Madness and Mayhem at Local Q, Monday, March 18th from 4 to 7. All our hosts will be there giving you all the information you need to fill out your bracket. Mickey, Zach, Brad, Ben, Quawk, Kelly, and Walt breaking down the brackets at the tip-off show, Monday, March 18th from 4 to 7. Local Q on Orchard Park Drive in Greenville. Remember, 21 and older. It's the tip-off show, Local Q on 105.5 The Roar.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife, Beth, and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made-from-scratch sides, and our low and slow Southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
It's time for spring cleaning, and you can clean up with fresh deals at Family Dollar. This week, save on spring cleaning items like Dawn dish soap, just 95 cents with your smart coupon. Extra laundry detergent, buy one, get one free. And Pepsi 2 liters, 4 for $5. Sign up for Family Dollar smart coupons. Download our app or visit familydollar.com, where we're bringing fresh deals for spring cleaning.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
It's Road Rage with Walt Daptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This can be pretty dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. We're talking about right now the NFL draft and the quarterbacks in the draft. And we had discussed Kyler Murray and Haskins to a degree, and we hadn't really touched on the others. Well, we touched on Daniel Jones, and my position on Daniel Jones remains constant. I don't think he's a round one quarterback talent. I think he's a guy who has some traits. To me, I wouldn't draft him before round four, but someone's going to, because there are scouts who love him for reasons that are just not clear to me. And, of course, they're never right, and that's another thing. So what about Locke, John?
I like the arm talent. I think he's got a strong arm. I could see.
Don't tell Ian Rappaport or the ball speed radar.
Well, I'm not big on the whole ball speed radar. I don't know much about it, and it's irrelevant to me.
Well, it was completely wrong.
Oh, well, there you go. So maybe a good reason I don't pay attention to it.
I mean, they had Ripon and Brett Ripon, and I forget who the other guy was that they had.
Tyree Jackson?
No. No. Oh. No, they had Ripon as the highest figure. Tyree Jackson was the lowest.
Oh. That was way off. I like Jackson, though. I think Jackson is – I think the two biggest wild cards in this draft from the quarterback standpoint are Jackson and Will Grier. Will Grier is just kind of all over the place to me. There are some plays that you – some throws you see him make that are unbelievable, and there are some times you're just like, what in the world are you doing? And I think Jackson has probably the – one of the quarterbacks in this draft that has the most upside, but he's probably the most raw. That he needs a lot of work.
I made it clear before. Jackson is the guy who's intriguing to me amongst the now non-round one quarterbacks. He's intriguing because of his physical traits. He's intriguing because of the fact he's never had a quarterback coach until now, where he's worked with Jordan Palmer on correcting his lower body mechanics, which are terribly flawed, which led to his inaccuracy. But he is easily the strongest arm in the draft and is the best athlete at the position in the draft. What his problem is that he's 6'7", and historically speaking, no quarterback over 6'6" has ever succeeded in the NFL. And the reason is because your motion is just too long and you have too much movement in your throwing motion. And every time... one of the things that they aim to do is is to make throwing motions more compact. The idea being that you improve accuracy. Well, one of the problems with a guy whose throwing motion is not compact is there are just too many moving parts, and the accuracy is compromised because of that. And these are the things that Jackson is going to have to fight from a historical standpoint, and I don't know how that's going to turn out for him. But I think he's worth a shot based on his attributes. I mean, he is he's a really engaging young man. He's smart. He's sharp. He wants to learn. I am almost to the point where I am considering putting him in my top 100, and I don't do that with secondary quarterbacks, but I think his traits are so fascinating that I think it's conceivable that somebody takes a shot at him. One of the big mistakes people always make is they think these secondary quarterbacks are going to go in round 2 and 3, and they don't. Because the NFL knows you don't find quarterbacks in round 2 and 3, and they're not wasting draft picks when they need positional players that they can get help for. So there's that. Going back to Locke for a second, any additional thoughts on Locke?
No, I mean, I right now I have him as probably third in terms of the quarterbacks for me. Like I've said, I like the arm talent. There's just, I don't know, I think he's the best out of all those, you know, secondary guys, but I personally wouldn't put a first-round pick on him. I think especially with the way that this draft looks with all the defensive players, there's just a lot more talented people, you know, regardless of position in this draft than him, but, you know, it's the NFL and people are always going to push quarterbacks.
I wouldn't be surprised if he goes in the top 10. I think there are a lot of teams that really like him a lot. I think there are some teams that think he's the best quarterback in the draft. Part of it, he's played so much football. He's played a lot of college games. So, you know, the learning curve isn't as steep. He has a really live arm. He can make every throw an NFL quarterback has to make. With possibly one exception, and this remains my concern about him. Locke throws from a three-quarter motion. And the problem with that motion is that he has trouble on some of the vertical routes, nine routes, etc., dropping the ball in the bucket because of his arm angle. When you watch him make those throws, he doesn't put air under those throws.
Right.
The arm angle doesn't allow him to put air under those throws. He really needs help with his mechanics, but they're not going to screw with his throwing mechanics at this point in the process. And when you watch him on film, this is one of the continuous issues he has. You know, you'll see him throw a deep pass down the sideline where the throw is there and he has to drop it in the bucket. He has to put air under it. But because he is throwing from this three-quarters motion, he does not get enough air under it. And he throws more of a line drive. And your chances of completing that pass, if you're throwing that as a line drive, are like slim and none.
Yeah, it's tough from a mechanical standpoint to put, you know, underneath it. You almost have to like sidearm it to launch it upward, and that's just, you know, tough to do. Especially if you're spending a first round pick on a quarterback, you're not going to really try to mess with his mechanics because you probably want him to play, and messing with his mechanics might, you know, take even longer for him to get on the field while he tries to master his new throwing motion.
But that's his issue, and I don't, you know. I'm not sure what you do about that or how you resolve that. I'm not really sure you can. And that's my chief concern with him. Then there's one other concern with him. And I've heard him interviewed a lot. I don't know what it is about him, but there's something about him that I don't love. It's not even something that's tangible. It's just, in listening to him, You know, I don't hear a real sharp guy who wants to learn. I hear a guy sort of thinks he knows it already. You know what I mean? And that worries me a little bit. Like, again, that's why I like Tyree Jackson. It's another reason I like him. I think he's a young man who wants to learn. He's open to learning and to whatever suggestions can enhance who he is as a player. So there's that. But I would think that, you know, they're going to come off the board. Murray, Haskins, Locke, Jones. And then I think the next guy might still be Greer. And then after that, I would not be surprised if the next guy after that is Tyree Jackson and not the guys that people think.
No, I wouldn't be surprised either.
I think there are a lot of people who think it will be Ryan Finley. And maybe it will be. I think in the right system, Ryan Finley can work. I'm still concerned about his arm strength. Thoughts, John?
I'm not a big Ryan Finley fan. I think that a lot of the upside that was shown of him was the fact that NC State had a very good receiving core, and they were able to, you know, bail him out in a lot of different ways. There's just never been a whole lot that has really impressed me with Ryan Finley. Maybe a lot of it for me is the fact that you had people like McShay and other people trying to, you know, force it on you last offseason going into the season that he was the number one quarterback in the country and all this, that, and the other. And I've just, there's never been, he's a fine quarterback, but there's just nothing about him that has really overly impressed me. You know, I think Kelvin Harmon and some of those receivers they had there were, you know, I think they had maybe the second best receiving core in the ACC this last year. I just don't know how much of it was Ryan Finley and how much of it was Harmon and company. So I don't have Ryan Finley going anything before day three.
Well, look, he's accurate and he gets the ball out on time. And I think he's a pretty sharp guy. But I think he has some physical limitations. Again, arm strength at the pro level, it's not a luxury, it's a prerequisite. You have to have it or you can't survive. Because NFL cornerbacks are just too good. So it's not a luxury, and that's sort of the problem. I mean, Ryan Finley is sort of similar to like a Luke Falk.
Right.
He's accurate. He can throw the intermediate and underneath stuff. But the question is, can he throw the ball vertically? And I think therein lies your problem. And again, this is how screwy those ball speed numbers were. They had Will Greer and Rippon tied for first, and they had Ryan Finley after that. And Ryan Finley was, and those guys were ahead of Tyree Jackson and Drew Locke. And so, you know, Ian Rappaport posted those numbers. If he knew enough about football, he would have known to know that those numbers were not right. Wherever he got them, they're just not accurate. And you can't report those numbers if you know anything about football. Because Tyree Jackson's arm is light years better than anyone else who was at that combine. And then the next two are Haskins and Locke. Haskins was at 52. He was lower than all those guys. Kiwi Financial Group. Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor, not tied to any big box firm. They select the exact appropriate investment for you. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, alternative investments, insurance solutions like life, health, Medicare, disability, Social Security maximization planning. Are you approaching that age? Don't blow it now. You've done the right thing all your life. Don't blow it now. This is Kiwi Financial Group. Greg Wales will help guide you through the process. There are like 400 options a married couple can choose in terms of how they accept their Social Security benefits. How are you going to know what they are? You aren't without his help. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next to Max Drive-In. Call him, 864-654-5043. 864-654-5043. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, live from Twin Peaks. We'll be back.
Safely in the Priority One studios. Our WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter, co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7. Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Don't miss great savings on select 2018 Ford models at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Get between $3,000 and $4,000 off your best deal on remaining Ford Focuses, Fiestas, and EcoSports, or 0% interest for 60 months. 2018 Ford F-150 4x4 XLT. Save $9,915 off your best deal. Stop by or visit EdwardsAutoSales.com and check out our certified pre-owned Fords. New 2019 Ford Rangers arriving daily at the best deal in Oconee County. Edwards Auto Sales.
Has your extra bedroom turned into a junk room? Is your garage packed and cluttered? Specializing in junk removal and cleanouts, Absolute Waste Management is there to help. They handle the tough stuff like lifting, loading, and dumping. All you have to do is make the call. They do the rest. Call or text 864-266-7131 for a free estimate today. Make the call, schedule an appointment, and say bye to the junk. It's that easy. 864-266-7131.
90 days, that's how long it takes for the healthcare program to transform your body and your health. Walt here, and it's hard to believe we're already in March. So 90 days from now is June. 3 months will fly by in no time. Imagine losing a bunch of weight, reversing the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, and sleep apnea in just 3 months. That's what the healthcare program does. You just need to book your free consultation at iDareGreenville.com. The healthcare 90-day program is not a magic pill or hard diet. No gym memberships. You can even eat carbs and fast food. It's a lifestyle change, and it's easy to do. Their health coaching team and education staff gets behind you all the way. They won't let you lose. Book your free consultation with the health there. Dedicate 3 little months to getting back to health. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Make the next 90 days your best ever. Book your free consultation with the health there. Go to iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to tackle that next job. At AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. And with our free AutoZone Rewards program, you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. Getting the job done just got easier. Headlights need replacing? Now's the time. New headlights help boost visibility for safer driving. For all things headlights, head to AutoZone. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.